Today, I want to talk about how Rolex discontinued the Milgauss Watches and Wonders in Switzerland last week. Now, Rolex had a great year. They released a lot of stuff. I think it's probably one of Rolex's biggest releases. You definitely have a lot of things going on between the anniversary of the Submariner and the Daytona, the celebration dial of the Oyster Perpetual. You had GMTs on Jubilee bracelets and steel and gold. You have, you know, these crazy configurated day-dates with puzzles and emojis. You know, you have a new Kermit Submariner. I mean, a new Explorer back to the 40mm size. Like, tons of stuff came out for Rolex, and it was all good, right? It was a great year. It's going to be a great year for Rolex. Not like they need it. They've been having great years since I can remember, but this was a monumental year, I think, for Rolex, just in terms of what they introduced in Switzerland. Usually, you don't see this many winners all in one place and all in one calendar year. Usually, it's this kind of thing is spread out probably over a couple of years. But so, Rolex went big, you know, this year, and I commend them for, you know, they really stepped it up. I don't like doing things that everyone else does, so I want to just cover the Milgauss. The Milgauss, it was discontinued. Now, for those of you who don't know, in the 50s, this watch was made for like railroad engineers and people that were exposed to magnetic fields and people who had that exposure. And, you know, Rolex developed the Milgauss, which is anti-magnetic. And one of the trademarks of that watch is their, you know, iconic lightning bolt secondhand. And I bought my first, and only Milgauss with green crystal in 2011, 2012, and I loved it, right? Like, it was definitely close to something they made in 1960, but with a green crystal and, you know, black dial and great watch, orange lightning bolt secondhand, polished links down the center, you know, polished sides of the case, like, very nice, very elegant, very different than a Datejust, very different than a Explorer, but yet, It was its own thing, right? And it went on to do exceedingly well, was available with a white dial, was available with the latest iteration with a Z blue dial with a green crystal, also just a plain black dial without the green crystal. So it had its day and it was great. But as I went down the rabbit hole of this watch and wanted to know more about its vintage, I became obsessed with the reference 6541, which was the second reference of this watch, which came out in 1957, and only 200 known examples. When you look at it much closer to what a Submariner looks like, it had a waffle pattern sort of dial. It had, you know, sort of Delphine hands, a very angular shaped hands. It had a lightning bolt second hand. Rotating bezel, upside down red triangle. And so I always said, like, if they ever made that watch, sign me up. Because I'll be very honest with you. Personally, I've been selling Rolexes for close to 30 years, and I've seen just about everything that they've done. And it doesn't mean I wouldn't mind wearing any of them, but what do I really want? I mean, there's a huge difference between saying, yeah, like, yeah, if someone gave it to me, I'd wear it, versus I would actually spend my own money to buy one, right? Or I really want one. If Rolex ever did something similar to a 6541 from the 50s in a modern day way, or some sort of interpretation of it in a more sports professional, you know, Submariner looking case, right? Like, back to their heritage, right? Back to their sort of, you know, second generation original design. And on April 1st, I noticed on one of these watch collectors groups that I follow, somebody had posted a picture of exactly what I'm mentioning, a modern day version of the reference 6541, slightly different. Had a red-tipped lightning bolt seconds hand. It didn't have the waffle pattern dial. It had the rotating bezel and ceramic with the same sort of numbering system that the original Milgaux 6541 had, just like blew me away. And it looked so good, even though when I read the comments and people were asking about it and the person posting it said April Fools, it had me thinking, did Rolex discontinue the Milgaux to come out with this watch when we least expect it? It got me thinking more and more and more that, like, yeah, probably, because they've never done it before in a modern day interpretation. We haven't seen a Milgaux with a rotating bezel. And I always said, like, if Rolex made something like that, that would be the ultimate Rolex for me. Because I like the Milgaux is one of those watches anyway. You have to really know Rolex and you have to really know their history, the provenance of that watch and what it was made for. It was a real tool watch for a specific reason, made for a specific reason, made for a certain group of people. I like it because it went from a distance, yeah, it looks like it could be a Submariner, but then you look closer and you're like, it's not a Submariner. It's so much cooler. It's so much better. Like, Submariner doesn't have, you know, the upside down triangle, you know, in red. And also it says Milgaux in red as well underneath Rolex at the 12 o'clock position, which is cool. Now, I know that this isn't a real watch. It hasn't been confirmed by Rolex. It was somebody just messing around for April Fool's Day. But usually, not all the time, but when Rolex discontinues something, and especially the Milgaux being a part of their, the Milgaux came out in 2007, which was their 50th anniversary. That watch has been around now 16 years. So why would they get rid of it completely, you know? I can understand them discontinuing a certain reference, but like discontinuing completely when it's done well for them and there is a market of people who will pay and will wear it and own it and want it and collect it. Like, and I happen to be one of those people. Now, as much as I love the 40 millimeter, that reference from 2007 that was discontinued this year, I always felt like I loved it, but it was lacking something. And that's because my eye was on the prize of what I really wanted, which was reference 6541. This is slightly different from 6541. This has like the hands of, I would say the one they made in 1960, which was what the reference from 2007 was based on. It had the lightning bolt from reference 6541, but it was red tipped. It's like a culmination between new and old. And I really love the way, even though it was a mock-up and it was not sanctioned by Rolex, I love the execution of it. And I can very much see Rolex making something like that, a variation of that, and have it be a part of their collection and have it be an addition to the professional line that Rolex has, whether it be a GMT Master, a Submariner, an Explorer, a Daytona, a Yachtmaster, any of those. This just brings it and gives it the respect and the credit that they deserve. And stay tuned for more.